So yeah, this is Youth Vision Sunday. We're super excited just to give you guys a taste of what it's like here at the Vineyard and what we do and what we love to do for high schoolers and junior high students. So if you've been keeping up, you know, we started our junior high ministry, Ignite. It's taken off. It's blown up. We're our high school ministry. We're going to SOS. We're super excited about it this year. We're taking more students than ever. And today I have a great privilege. It's an honor for me to introduce to you who's speaking today is Nathan Flieger. So let's give him a hand. Nathan Flieger. Come up here, Nate. Nathan, look at him. He's the best. Honestly, it is an honor for me to be a part of Nate's life, and I've gotten to know Nate for, I don't even know, 7 years, and ever since I met him, I've loved him. He's like a brother to me, and to watch him up here sharing the gospel and sharing his testimony is so exciting, because I've just been able to minister him and disciple him over the past couple years, and he's just a great dude, a great friend, and I'm super excited to hear what you have to share with us. So let's give it up for him one more time.
Hi. A little technical difficulty there at the beginning. I guess I wasn't fastened to my jeans well enough, but, you know, I remember the day Paul started leading the youth ministry. It was years ago, and he's just done such an incredible job, and I just want to thank you for being such a great role model to me while I was in high school, teaching, just showing me how to live while I was in high school, but also showing me how to lead alongside you. So round of applause for Paul, please. This dude, incredible. I started coming to the youth group here at the Vineyard when I was in eighth grade. A friend brought me. I didn't know anybody. And Paul was one of the people leading. It was called Venue back then. Feels pretty vintage right now, because it's not called that anymore. They know, we rebranded. But Paul was one of the people leading, and the leaders that were there were able to really speak into my life over the course of high school for me. And right now, I just finished my sophomore year of Ohio State, so couple years. Yeah, go Bucks. Thank you. I had to. But the leaders were always there. We shared so many different memories together over the course of those 4 long high school years. I promise, high schoolers, you're going to get through it. We have some graduates here, so proud of them. You guys did it. It gets better. But the leaders that I had while I was in the Venue, they were always with me. We'd laugh together, we'd cry together, all kinds of things. Every little moment of my life, they had an impact on. I remember this one time, it was the summer before my senior year. You see, Chip knows what story I'm gonna tell. He loves this story. My friend Zach had 2 extra tickets to Cedar Point, so he took Paul and I. And I had never ridden a roller coaster before. Paul's already laughing. So, lo and behold, we get there, and we wait 3 hours in line, because Paul insisted that we ride the brand new coaster that was only a month old at that point. It was called the Valraven. Now, I don't know if any of you guys have ridden this roller coaster, but it's called a drop coaster, and that is because you strap in, and your legs dangle, and you go up this big hill, and there's a drop straight down, and it holds you there. God knows how high up. I was terrified. And it holds you there for 4 seconds. And I just remember, we were in the front row, mind you. Paul was like, front row or nothing. And I didn't know any better, so there I am, hanging there. It was the longest 4 seconds of my life. And Paul could tell I was like a little nervous, and he goes, you know, Nate, I just want to tell you a story. And then... And I just hear Paul the entire time just laughing and laughing, sitting next to me. And the roller coaster comes to a stop, and he looks over to find that I had been sobbing my eyes out the entire time. I've been sobbing. I was so scared. I was crying. So that time, he laughed, I cried. But for the most part, the leaders, we'd laugh together, cry together. the youth leaders that I had, they were able to celebrate me at my best moments and build me up at my worst. The leaders that God had blessed me with were consistently there to speak life into me and speak the word over me. That's what youth leaders are supposed to do. Because of that, I am who I am today. What Paul and the other leaders at the time were doing were making an investment in me as a young man and as a young Christian. You see, Pastor Dave and the staff here have always had a heart for young people. That's why the youth group was the way it was and is the way it is. I can't overstate the impact that this ministry has had on me and countless other people. Now, because of all this, I get to do to others what was done to me, and I'm now leading side by side with Paul and Katie and Tiana. And this is what I consider to be a return on the investment that Paul initially made. You guys, I'm looking at you, Dan, Tom, my parents, every single person in here, as a part of this church, you are making an investment into young lives just by supporting us, supporting this church. Just recently, we got the chance to expand our youth ministry to encapsulate the junior high, middle school age group, and that's called Ignite, and they're awesome. That combined with our partnerships with the local Young Life, as well as our young adults group called the Collaborative, these groups combined with our high school group are creating an environment that is perfect for the next generation of Christ followers. I cannot stress enough the importance of being surrounded by young Christians in a healthy environment, because the people around you shape who you are. It's essential to living the Christian life and walking the Christian walk. Proverbs 27:17 says, "Iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another." The message here is a simple one. You don't have to be a Christian to understand it, and you don't have to reference the Bible to realize that the people around us shape who we are. I remember when I was in second grade, a teacher once said to me that your thoughts become your words, and your words become your actions, and your actions become your habits, and your habits become your lifestyle. And that's probably one of the most true things anyone has ever said, and I just still remember it. It's always stuck with me. Well, the people around us shape our thoughts. They help shape the words that come out of our mouths. They shape our actions. Who we hang out with shapes our habits, and so on. So, because of the ministries at this church, we have an environment where young people get to hang out with each other, they get to love on one another, they get to fellowship, they get to be surrounded and discuss the gospel with other young believers, and the best part is they get incredible role models, like Paul was to me, what I get to be to the students currently, what Corey and Val are to the Ignite group, what our Young Life leaders are to their Young Life kids, and what Femi and Anna are to the Young Adults group. Side note, though, if you have not met Femi and Anna, are they here today? They're the coolest people ever. Seriously, they're great. I love them. Ah, there they are. Wave. They're great. I love them. These guys. So, my story is a great example of the goal of this church. Leaders making leaders, disciples making disciples. But by no means am I the end game. Yes, it worked this one time, but now it's my mission that every single student in this youth group gets to have a similar experience to mine. With your guys' help, every single kid who walks through that door will get loved on. Every single kid who walks through those doors is going to get encouraged, they're going to get built up, they're going to get the word spoke over them. And because of this ministry, these ministries really, and by extension, every single one of you, my mission is to make sure that every teenager who shows up here gets to hear the gospel of Jesus. Seriously, that is the goal. I get to be to others what Paul was to me. And we're going to be able to see the next generation of Christ followers rise up. See, the young people are the future of this church. Pastor Dave and Roxana and Mark and Chip, they have done and are doing an incredible job. You know, they built that first wing of the building by hand. That's incredible. But they're not going to be around forever. I mean, Chip just had another birthday this past week, so time is... It's ticking. No, I'm just kidding. Chip is in good health. He's going to be around a long time, as long as he doesn't hit his head into any more doors. But seriously, you guys, all of our young people kind of sway to this side. You guys are the future of this church. You're the future of the ministry. I have something for you guys, you younger people. Not that anyone here is old. I would never. Jeremiah 1:7 says, "But the Lord said to me, 'Do not say I am only a youth, for to all whom I send you, you shall go, and whatever I command you, you shall speak.'" God has some pretty wild places he wants to take you and some pretty incredible adventures he wants you guys to go on. Just because you're young does not mean that you cannot influence people the same way that someone who's a little older can. In fact, I would argue that you have a special influence to reach other young people that older people just don't have, because you're still young. You still have, I don't know how to put it into words. That's just how I explain it, I guess. Every single one of you and every single person here has a unique influence over the people around them that no one else has. Only Paul can influence the people that Paul influences in the way that Paul does. Does that make sense? Yeah. I was going to point to somebody, but my eyes weren't fast enough, I guess. But you get the idea. Every single one of you has an incredibly powerful influence over people that you wouldn't even realize. And I promise you that as you grow up, you're going to start to see, like, oh, I didn't realize that I had that impact on that person, or, oh, I didn't realize that I influenced that person when I did this. But God's going to call you places. He's going to send you places. Just because you're young doesn't mean, it's not an excuse for not going. You know, actually, a lot of you guys are going on an adventure here in a few weeks. See, what I mean by that is every year we take our high schoolers on a summer mission trip called SOS. It stands for Summer of Service. Whoop, whoop. Yeah, that's pretty great. This is a week-long mission trip that it's just incredible outreach during the day, and they bring in these incredible speakers, and the worship's wild, and we get to fellowship, and we all hang out. I've gone every single year since I started coming to the youth group in eighth grade. This will be my third year leading, and every single year I've gone, it has changed my life. Even while leading, God continually uses it to do a work in me. And it's incredible. In just a second, we're going to show a short video with some student testimonies. And I've seen it. It's pretty awesome. But I just want to say beforehand, you guys are going to get the opportunity to sponsor some kids for this trip. This year, we have more signed up than any year before, like, by far. I'm so excited. It's going to be so fun. But I just cannot think of a better way for this church to support these young people. This trip is something that Paul, Katie, Tiana, and I are very passionate about. I wouldn't be up here talking to you about it if I wasn't. So, that being said, I hope you guys are too. And here's the video. Thank you.
Hey, Vineyard family.
Hi, my name is Chelsea.
Hello, my name is Wesley Vincent.
Hi, everyone. My name is Megan.
Hey, what's up? My name is Jackson.
Hi, my name is Tori.
Hey, it's Adrian.
Hi, I'm Jamie Lynn, and this will be my fifth year going to SOS. Woo!
SOS was one of the best experiences that I've ever had in my life.
SOS just completely enhanced my walk with Jesus.
SOS brought me really close to God.
SOS has allowed me to open up my heart to God.
Because I knew I was rooted in Him and Jesus.
That it pushed me out of my comfort zone. I was praying for people and it really strengthened my relationship with Jesus overall.
SOS has changed my life in so many ways.
SOS has been incredible, just rocked my world and really showed me what it looked like for God to just intercede and want to be an active part of my life, like my everyday life.
And now I'm open to my relationship with God. I'm very open about it and I am comfortable with digging towards it and going after it.
This year at SOS, I feel like my calling is to help lead, to help show or like guide people.
To students who have never been before, you get out what you put in. So you just have to let God in, He'll do all the work.
The one piece of advice that I would give you is to never be nervous. And whatever we do, if we're in outreach or if we're in service, just do not be nervous. Just let God lead you. Just let God lead you and everything will be all good.
You have kids who are in high school, please send them, it's amazing. My mom sent me and this is how I'm still involved. So shout out to you, Mom.
Just be ready for the best week of your summer because I know it's something that I look forward to every year.
And even though SOS was like the best week of my summer last year, I'm going in not, oh, what is SOS going to give me, but what can I give to SOS and what I can do for the city of Cincinnati.
Being on the ground level, basically, I can help them out and I can show them what we're supposed to do or I can help lead.
This year, I feel like God wants me to focus on reaching out to others so that they can experience and see the things that were revealed to me from God last year that helped me grow towards Him and ultimately changed my life.
Four of those individuals in that video were actually students themselves that have since graduated. And now they are coming back from college or taking off a week of work to lead this trip with us. And some of them are sitting here today. And it really is a return on your investment. It is a life-changing experience. It is an incredible opportunity for them to push past their boundaries. But it also is just an honor to lead them. So we do have you to thank. We have you as a church to thank for this trip, truly. Oh, sorry, it's a little echoey. But I just,
thanks, okay. I'll fix it, okay, it's fixed. So we do have you as a church to thank for this trip because each year it's this offering that goes towards Summer of Service and sponsoring students that are in need for this trip. They've been working their buns off with work days and working weekends and whatever they can do to make this trip work. It's not the cheapest trip in the world, and because we do make it a little safer and more convenient for them, we stay in a hotel and we stay very close to the trip and we rent buses so that we can stay together for safety. And it's probably a trip that costs close to $500 a student. Now we've compensated that, and with your help, we make it about $275 a student for the whole week. It covers every cost that they need, all their transportation, their hotels. They bring snack money if they want, that's about it. So at this time, we're going to take the offering, but if some students could come forward with that, we're gonna pray over the offering.
Wow, so we're gonna recognize some of our leaders in the church, and also I'm gonna take a moment of silence for Memorial Weekend, but before we get into that, just while I was worshiping, I just felt like the word had, the Lord had some things for some people here, and I felt like He was wanting to heal somebody that has did something to their right ankle, their right foot. Does that speak to anybody here? Does anybody here have a right foot, a right ankle? Walt? All right, Walt. Anybody else? Anybody else? Right here, Buddy? Who else? Anybody else have right foot? Steve? Anybody else? So I was like, all right, God, if I'm going to do this, you better show me somebody. So we got Walt and Steve and Buddy. Is that it in the back? Man, okay. All right, well, let's pray for that. And then I got a couple more things here. So lift up your hands. Those of you that right foot, right ankles, just lift up your hands. Receive what the Lord has for you. God, I pray for these injuries, God, for these pains, God, for these aches, God, for whatever it is, God, that is keeping these people from doing what they want to do because of the pain, because of the injury. God, I speak healing into their lives right now in Jesus' name. Healing into their lives in Jesus' name. And I thank you for that, God. Receive that. Thank you, Jesus. Please let me know sometime this week or next Sunday how good that right foot, that right ankle feels. And then another one is nervousness. You just have this, you know, you might call it anxiety, but it's nervousness that's just all of a sudden come upon you and you don't know what to do with it. Does that speak to anybody here? Anybody dealing with like nervousness back here? Two people over here. Anybody else? Jamie Lynn? Come here. All right, Jamie Lynn. Anybody else dealing with nervousness? Craig? Who else? Man. Woo! Anybody else? Raise your hands if that speaks to you. God, I just thank you, Jesus. You know, these are what we call words of knowledge. And I start every Sunday and I just say, God, what do you got? How can I be used? And this is it right here. God wants you people to be healed. He doesn't want us limping along in life physically and spiritually and mentally. He wants to heal every part of our body. And that's why he's speaking to you today. So please, if that's you with the nervousness, lift up your hands. If you're around them, put your hand on their shoulders. Just let them know they're loved. Jesus, I just thank you for this, God. I thank you for this, Jesus. Lord, that your peace, God, would flow through their bodies. God, that their minds would be no longer riddled with the nervousness and the thoughts and the anxiety, God. That the enemy who comes to steal and destroy, God, that your Holy Spirit, your holy presence, God, would flow through their bodies right now. Drive that nervousness away, Lord Jesus. Bring peace, bring stability, and bring confidence in Jesus' name right now. Thank you, God. Lord, we give you the praise for this. And please, if you guys, let me know when that lifts from you and you feel better. And then just one more. I'm going to ask you to raise your hand too. And this is a big decision, one right here. Maybe you're here today because somebody asked you. Maybe you're here today because you've got friends. They said, come on to our church. We're doing a Youth Vision Sunday. Maybe you're here today and you don't even know why. But you just feel this stirring inside of you. You're singing these songs. You're seeing everybody have fun. And you want to be a part of that. I believe that Jesus is calling you into his kingdom, calling you to have a relationship with him. Many, many years ago, I made that decision. And I'm here. And I'm going to tell you, my life has never been the same. And my life is no longer determined on my surroundings. It's determined on my relationship with Jesus. And so, if you're feeling that tug, if you're feeling something, a shift today inside of you, that's the Lord, that's Jesus saying, I want to be a part of your life. Does that speak to anybody here? Does that speak to anybody here? Let me see your hands if that does. Anybody here, down here? Hold your hands up high. Is anybody feeling that tug in their heart to have a relationship with Jesus today? here. Amen. Woo, good for you, sister. Amen. Anybody else? Listen, it's not easy to put your hand up. But you know what it does is it says publicly, I want this. I want what I'm feeling. Your life will never be the same. I'm telling you. Anybody else? Anybody else in here feel like they want to be a part of what's happening here? All right. Thank you for raising your hand. I know that's not easy, but listen, your life is going to be changed, and it's going to be for the better. So let's say this prayer. Just say this prayer with me, and the church will join us. So, Lord Jesus, I thank you for seeing me today. And I want you to be in my life. Please forgive me of all my sins and help me to live the life you have for me. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Good for you, sister. Woo! Wow, that's awesome. Okay. All right. So, also, the video, there's always something, and it was the best part. Well, aside from Nathan's message, the best part. But we will have that on our Facebook page later today, and then tomorrow afternoon, I'll put it at the end of our sermon video, so you'll be able to see that. You got to watch it. It's so cool, the rest of their testimonies. What I like is because they're speaking from their hearts, and you want to watch it. So, okay, so this is Memorial Weekend. This weekend isn't about cookouts. This weekend, we take a day off in this nation tomorrow to observe those who have fallen in war as a military serviceman and woman. And so what I would like to do, I know all of us, a lot of us here have family members in the military, and a lot of us have had family members not survive their stay in the military. And so what I want to do is I want to just take a moment of silence, and then let's pray for those families. So just take a moment of silence for a minute. Jesus, your word says, no greater love than those who have laid down their lives for others. You laid down your life for us. And we know that there are people in this country, people within our families, within our circle of friends, who have laid down their lives so that we could have the freedoms that we have in this nation. The freedoms to speak out, the freedoms to protest, the freedoms to counter-protest, the freedoms to do what we want, Lord God, within the confines of the laws of this nation. And so I thank you for that, God. And Lord, I lift up every single serviceman and woman, Lord God, in this church and in this nation, Lord. Father, may you keep them safe. May you keep them strong. May you keep them healthy, Lord. And most of all, may you bless them in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Okay, so...